This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about our visits to Baderbrow and Dovetail, as well as a couple other events we checked out, and we get into the Oktoberfest events that are happening this weekend. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back in the studio, still in the studio. We didn't go anywhere last week. I don't know why I said back. But we're here drinking beer, reporting on our drinking.
You're ready to get out here and do another road trip, aren't you? Maybe like a little crawl or something.
I think so, yeah. We need to get back out on the streets.
Yeah, it's fun to mix it up, man.
So we're here in the studio. We're drinking a new Two Brothers beer.
Yeah, so...
They're 20 plus.
What is this? This is a Pilsner Lager.
Yeah.
At 4.8%.
Yeah. It looks, if you're watching the video version and can see it, it's crystal clear. It looks like we're drinking like Miller High Life or Miller Lite, Bud Light, something like that.
Yeah, dry flavor, you know, like that grainy malty sweetness. Little to no head and just like really light, really easy, right?
Yeah, it's almost a beer you don't want to pour out because you don't necessarily want to see it in the glass. And
yeah,
although it's like, it looks nice, it's super clear beer, it's nice.
Yeah, it's almost like a
but it's a crushable can.
like a light lager. Yeah, that's exactly what this is, right? Yeah, it's a light lager.
If you ever like grew up early and had like a taste of your dad's beer or uncle's or something, it tastes like that. It's like you instantly are drawn back to like, oh, beer taste.
Yeah. This is beer flavored beer.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's all right. It's just not like super interesting. And it's a weird time for it to come out. Like as it's getting colder, I don't necessarily want a 4.8% Pilsner. It's like a beer I want in the summertime, in the going to the beach, on the boat, something like that.
Yeah. And you know, I think Pilsners, that Pilsner, light Pilsner lager category is such a broad category, right? Like with all the macro breweries.
Yeah.
So it's interesting choice by the folks over at Dos Bros. And they're just getting started. I guess that's what the name refers to because they're over 20 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're 20 plus. So they're ready to, they're now doing a dad beer. So.
Right? That's a good call though, right? This is, hey man, you know, I got stuff to do around the house. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to pound these all day.
Yeah, so we'll...
the dad beer. I love it.
We'll be drinking these as we talk about our past week and as we jump into the events that are happening this week.
Right on.
Nick, how about you? What did you make it to this week? Anything good?
I got out a little bit, man. Made a stop at Dovetail.
Nice.
Right? And speaking of lagers, the Dovetail guys... they're big on lagers. They're really into lagers and really into water. It's the first time I've been to a brewery where they did like a water flight tasting on the tour, right? So they got this machine and the machine like replicates.
<I'm just confused.
laughs> Right. It's like, hey man, you need to come try this water. You know, that's the first thing you do. Come try this water. So they have this machine that that replicates water styles from, you know, different parts of the world, you know. They're like, hey man, you know, if we want, you know, to replicate like the limestone flavors in these beers in this part of Belgium, you know, Cologne, Germany, or Pilsen.
What?
Yeah, they're adjusting. They have this machine that adjusts water. It's huge. It's like the size of a fridge. It's got all these weird tanks and buttons on it.
Okay.
And so the first thing they do is they give you, you know, a flight of different waters so you can see water profiles.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting.
Did you notice the difference?
A little bit, right? I feel like they start with Chicago water and then they move to like a carbon filtered water. And then they move to this third water that's got like minerals added to replicate Pilsen.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's like, you get a small difference in mouthfeel and like finish, right?
Huh.
That's the biggest differences.
Okay.
So I'm like, this is different. They they got and those guys are woodworkers. So all the wood that they've done in there, the bar, you know, the back of the bar, a lot of the space in general, They basically hired themselves a general contractor on space.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Do they have their own woodworking shop, like Half Acres?
No, it's not a full-blown Half Acre woodworking shop. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. Where, like, they're making their own tap handles. They're making, like, murals based out of wood over at Half Acre, which is pretty cool. Yeah. The Dovetail guys are... they got 3 house beers, and they're going to start bottling a lambic when it's done. So they got a bunch of barrels from Revolution, old whiskey barrels that Revolution used. So this would be second use whiskey barrels for them.
Okay.
That they're aging a lambic in.
Nice.
So they're going to bottle that, and then they're and they got a 20,000 square foot space with that cool ship upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing their thing over in what they're calling Brewery Corridor now.
Brewery Corridor. Yeah. With the Beguile and Dovetail. Is there a third one there?
Yeah. Band of Bohemia and Spyful are over there.
Oh, they're both that close?
Okay. Yeah. It's all, once you get off at the Ravenswood Metro, there's like 4 or 5 breweries. Like, there's like a brewery every block.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. Okay. Did you have anything interesting from them? Any unique beers?
Yeah. You know, I was excited about, they enjoy serving you beers in like these little micro beaker glasses, which was cool. And I tried, they've got like 3 different smoke beers on.
Okay.
They've got a Grodzicki, and then they have basically like a dark wheat smoked beer and a light wheat smoked beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Those were all really fun.
Yeah.
You know, and then on the Hef, and their flagship beers are the Hef, Hefeweizen, the lager, and I'm missing one.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like I almost never get a smoked beer, although they are interesting. And I think in small doses, they're neat, but I don't know if I could sit down and always drink a smoked beer.
I enjoy the flavor of smoked beer, especially with some cheeses, you know, like a smoked Gouda or something, but I don't know if I need 12 ounces of it. Yeah. You're right.
Can you sit back and watch TV and drink a smoked beer or hang out? Yeah. You kind of like, okay, that was in between something else that I'm drinking.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
It was cool, man. Yeah, and that cool ship is a pretty neat idea. They're doing... I think he said they're doing almost all their beers go through that cool ship process.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So just spontaneous fermentation. So.
Yeah. When I was over there, I didn't do the tour or like even see the cool ship. So, yeah, you got a better time than I did.
It was interesting. It's a fun space. Nice. So I visited Dovetail, and then I visited, Wiseacre's in town.
Yeah.
So Wiseacre is, we talked about it before, it's Davin who... You know, and he was at this thing. There was a pub call for Wiseacre, and Wiseacre's out of Memphis, Tennessee, but the brewer brewed at a couple Rock Bottoms in Chicago.
Yeah, he was at Chicago, and then he was at Warrenville for a long time and started Popfest there.
Oh, see, yeah, mm-hmm. I forgot about Popfest. That was like the popcorn beer fest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he was like, dude, I kind of grew up brewing in Chicago. Like, that's where he really learned how to brew professionally. So he was excited that he was able to distribute his beer here. So mm-hmm. he's got about 7 beers in town. And then there's a 4 locations in West Loop, and then each location had 2 different beers of his.
Oh, cool! So Haymarket,
yeah, Haymarket,
they're like best friends.
Was the landing stop? Yeah, they're besties. They've got 4 beers at Haymarket, and then Little Goat. They had 2 beers there. Green City Smoked Meats, Green Street Smoked Meats.
Yeah,
and Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken.
Oh, I don't even know Gus's. Gus's is new, right?
It's new. It's fairly new. It's maybe like a year old. Yeah, it's in the opposite direction of like style wise of everything else over there.
Yeah.
So you got the Publican, you got the Betty, you know, and then you got Gus's Fried Chicken.
Right. Okay. Right.
It's like it's a nice contrast for what's happening over there.
Oh, cool.
Restaurant Row. Oh, so So Wiseacre. So apparently the name Wiseacre comes from just like his grandma. You know, she would be like, you know, hey, you know, you guys are mischievous. You guys are, you know, some knuckleheads. You're running around here acting like a couple Wiseacres, you know.
Okay.
So it's kind of an ode to his grandma.
Oh, right? Very cool. Okay.
And then we talked about like how he really wanted to be in the Chicago market when he launched, but Chicago's a tricky beast, man. If you don't have enough beer, then it's like
we'll eat you up.
You know, right? So
where's your beer? It's gone. Yeah, I forgot about you. When it comes back, like, oh yeah, I don't know about them. I've moved on.
We have moved on. You know, Chicago is a fickle town, man. You know, so yeah, so he had to wait. You know, he was saying, hey, had to build up some more beer. So his, so I was like, hey, you know, are you doing this? Is this like a launch for just like the Midwest? You're doing other cities? He's like, no, we just want to do Chicago because we love Chicago. His other cities are New Orleans, Mississippi, and Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
So apparently the Craft Brewers Conference in Philadelphia is where he met a distributor, and they sent him, you know, some beer, and then they sold it all. And he's like, you got to do that again. So that opened up the Philly market for them.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Philly and Chicago. So it's almost just like street up and down kind of thing for him.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a cool event. And there were about 60 people. So they had to break the group in half, like staggered 15 minutes apart. Like at some places, you didn't know what you were getting. They would say, what do you want? You want the Saison or you want the IPA? Like they wouldn't tell you the name or anything like that.
Okay.
So that was kind of weird.
Bummer.
Only one spot did that. And then Haymarket had all four beers. They raffled off some Bears tickets and some Blackhawk tickets.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any standout, any beer of theirs you liked? I've had some of their beers in the past because they do canned stuff too. Yeah. I don't know if they're, are they coming just in tap or are they going to have packaged goods as well?
In tap and in 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. So my favorites were Get Up to Get Down, which was the... which is a coffee milk stout, which was fantastic. And the Tiny Bomb. So Tiny Bomb is a hoppy American Pilsner.
Nice.
It's like 4.5%, but it's like loaded with like Amarillo hops. Yeah, that's a really fun beer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, and we talked about their collab with Half Acre, Psychedelic Pilgrim, that I had at...
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Last week. And apparently the artist for Wiseacre trained under Phineas at Half Acre. And so it was a collab for artwork as well as beer.
Oh, neat. Okay.
That beer that they came out with a few weeks back. So
that's pretty awesome. Okay. I know they have a lot of events happening this week with their launch. Like different things as well.
They've penetrated West Loop really good. They're actually doing an event on the rooftop at Little Goat this week on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was a good time catching up with him. He's a good guy. I was really excited.
Yeah, Damon's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Let's see, the only thing I went to, I was hanging out at Sheffield's for a little while on, on Saturday when the Cubs were playing the Giants game two there. So we were over there and that place was just packed. Like, I don't know why we were in Wrigleyville.
I love
Sheffield's, in the afternoon of a game day. Like, that was just silly.
That's just what you do, just in Wrigley, just hanging out.
But it is such a good spot for the area. But Maeve and I were talking about it recently, about Sheffield's, and how it was this place we went to all the time, and now that everybody seems to have craft beer, it's not a place we go to that often. One, we don't live over there, so but it's not our destination. It used to be a destination because they had so much stuff on tap, and now it's like, I've had most of this.
No, that's true. Yeah, they were like one of the first to market over there for just like, we're all in on craft. It's like almost 100% craft.
But they have like three bars, and I think this whole month is a Half Acre month, so there's a lot of like $5 drafts going on and things like that. So it was a good time. I don't remember if I had anything different or new or anything, so just nice outside drinking, and it's a big space, so it definitely holds a lot of people even when it's packed.
Half Acre is really making the push. Like, it's almost like they're reintroducing themselves to the market. There's events all over the place where it's like you're posting like Meet the Brewer.
Yeah.
And like all kind of tap takeovers like in the burbs.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just simple fact. Like, hey, you've been drinking us this long. Don't forget about us. And we have more beer now.
Yeah, right. That's important, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's important to just stay fresh to these accounts.
Right. And more beer on draft. I think that's kind of something that we started to only see like Daisy Cutter and Pony on draft, and that's what we kind of got accustomed to. So seeing everything else is kind of like, oh yeah, that's right, you have more beers than just the ones I buy in the store.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so true.
But that was the only place and stop I really made it to this week.
Right.
But there's some fun stuff coming up this week, a lot on Saturday, so let's dive into this week.
Yeah, so Saturday is,
are we just skipping right over nothing? Wednesday there's a Little Goat event for Wiseacre, but
yeah,
this episode might be up after that. So it's kind of, Wednesday's a tough one. There's a bunch of stuff Wednesday.
You know, we take our time hitting those buttons. We don't know. So yeah, we'll skip right to Saturday. So we talked about the Octoberversary, right?
Right.
So that's it's a event with Beguile and Dovetail.
Okay.
So it's Beguile's anniversary.
4-year anniversary.
Man, that was quick. Yeah. And then it's the launch for Dovetail's Oktoberfest beer.
They're coming, I feel like, late into the Oktoberfest season.
Because, you know, the party Oktoberfest is like the end of September. Like whatever, like the 21st or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, but it goes like the whole month.
It's the biggest party in the world.
I think it starts and then it just continues.
Yeah. So That's on my bucket list, man.
To go to.
I just want to experience it, man. Just once.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. Like, I'm definitely on the list of, like, just go. You got to get the lederhosen and just go drink some steins and boots and.
You know. Yeah. Oh, one more thing about the Dovetail guys. They had a Bach on that they're going to come out with.
Nice.
So it'll originally be called, Holiday Bach. And around Christmas time, they're going to call it Christmas Bach. And okay. Then when Christmas passes, it'll just be known as the Winter Bach.
The Winter Bach. So it's just going to be the same Bach, but different names.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bach and, again.
Right. And they're focused on like all German stuff, basically. Okay. Yeah. All German. And Belgian. The Lambic will be Belgian, yeah.
So that's Saturday over, is it at Dovetail and Beguile? I wasn't clear on that, but I think you'd probably go to either one because it's kind of like.
Oh, yeah, they're like walking distance. Yeah, and that party is going to include food trucks and a different band every hour.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Okay. What else on Saturday?
So Saturday morning, if you can get up early enough, 11 a.m., head over to the Off Color Bottle Shop. They are releasing Eek. So Eek is a collaboration with Off Color and
Miller Coors.
And Miller Coors, man, and Miller High Life. So they brewed this beer on they brewed Miller High Life up in Wisconsin. And then they came back and brewed it again in Chicago at Off Color, but they used Off Color's like mixed fermentation, like housed yeast, basically, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a Miller High Life farmhouse ale, for lack of a better phrase, right? You can. They're not going to sell this beer in Chicago, so the only time to get this beer if you're in Chicago is at this bottle release. But then also, if you go, they're going to release the wet hot version of Predator, which is their
Apex Predator.
Apex Predator. Okay. So that's called Aqua Predator. So that's that'll be a wet hop saison.
Do you know if these are coming in? Like, are they bombers? Are they four packs? Like, what?
That's a good question. Let's find out.
You got to know like what sort of if you're not driving, if you're bringing like if you're on a bike or on a train, do you need a backpack? Do you need a duffel bag? What do we need? But I'm interested to try this High Life beer that they brewed.
Yeah, they're kind of describing it as a bright tangerine aroma with a mild hay and lemon pepper notes.
Okay, so yeah. There's something else going on.
And a little pineapple funk, yeah. So I guess it's going to be like a tart, fruity, you know, farmhouse style ale. It doesn't really say what type of format. I know the Aqua Predator is coming in four packs.
Okay.
It doesn't say much about.
I bet this Miller High Life one is in four packs as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make it up there. I think I have something to go to Saturday afternoon, so.
Artwork looks great on the Eek bottle.
Nice. Cool. So check that out on Saturday. Anything else Saturday that you have?
No, that's all I got for Saturday, man.
Sunday up in Evanston is the Oktoberfest.
Right on.
And I know when I was at Sketchbook, they were talking about this, and they're going to be serving beers there with Smiley Brothers, Temperance, and Peckish Pig, as well as Few Spirits. They'll also have beers from Hopewell, Half Acre, 1090, Alarmist.
Wait, so this is, where in Evanston is this going to be?
I think this is right on the, this is like in the street.
It's like a block party or something?
Yeah, it's at 1800 Maple Avenue.
Yeah.
And I think this just takes over the street. You're just kind of be drinking. There's picnic tables. There's tents. A lot of cool stuff, I think. I think this is pretty good. I feel like it was telling me about this event, and that was coming up. So check that out on Sunday.
I love a good block party, man. Mm-hmm. You know?
And this is from 1 to 6, so in case you were wondering. So you're done.
I just like drinking in the street, man.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd be like probably your last time for the summer. For this year.
I can dig it, man.
So that's Sunday, October 16th. Anything else on the calendar, or should we jump into some news?
Yeah, also on Sunday, there's a Bloody Mary Fest, if that's your thing.
Okay.
Me personally, I only drink Bloody Marys on Sundays. That's my thing. I don't really get into them any other day of the week.
Do you drink anything else?
I know. I mean,
only all day, I just drink Bloody Marys.
I like my Bloody Marys with whiskey. I like them on Sundays. That's it, man. I don't drink it.
It's like going to church for you. I only do this on Sunday. That's my thing.
That's my thing on Sundays, man. Yeah, I just don't even want one any other day of the week, man. All right, so that's Brian Ferber, who used to run Beer Hoptacular.
Yeah.
This is his event. So it's $75 for VIP and $45 general admission. This is in the Plumbers Hall in West Loop where Phobab used to be.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's doing a Bloody Mary Fest.
So how many Bloody Marys can you drink? I feel like I'm like a one and I'm good. Two is like, whew, so this is a lot.
Yeah, I feel like if I can get like a wide variety of toppings in my Bloody Marys, like, you know what I mean? Like if this one has a slider on it. And this one's got like
a pizza slice.
You know what I mean? And this one's got like loads of like jumbo shrimp. Like if I can do it like that, I can have more than a few. But okay. Other than that, I think I'm good. Like you said, one or two and I'm good.
Then you're just there for the toppings. It's like appetizer fest.
How many Bloody Marys does one need?
Yeah. Right. And are you just getting them in like little sample taster glasses? And then what's your like vodka or whiskey or whatever alcohol of choice in there?
Yeah, and then like do you get to pick this? Probably not at a fest.
I would think it depends on like maybe we're showcasing our gin Bloody Mary.
Yeah. So I wonder, I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Yeah.
But just seems like it's just going to be so full.
Everything's got a fest now though. Margarita's got a fest, lobster has a fest. Mm-hmm. Everything's got a fest. This is the world we're in, Brad.
Festus. Fests need a fest.
You know?
This is a festival of the fests.
Well, it's the best of all the fests. See, that's what this fest is.
Oh, cool. So over at the Plumbing Union, that's a pretty fun space.
Pretty good memories in that space. Yeah. Fobab was there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Wingfest was there. It might still be there.
Yeah. That's when I fell in love with barrel-aged beers at that place.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice. Anything else, or should we jump in the news? I know we had a Great American Beer Fest.
Great American Beer Fest was this week. We should dive into that, man.
Yeah, cool.
And before we dive into that, let's get into this bet that Revolution and Anchor. So the Cubs are in the playoffs.
Okay.
And the Cubs are playing the San Francisco Giants. So Anchor's in San Francisco. Revolution.
It's here in Chicago.
Here in Chicago. And they're challenging the Anchor boys. They're saying, hey, you know, let's have a little friendly wager, you know. And this is a cool bet. It looks like the losing brewery of this series has to fly to the other brewery, make a beer on their system, and then fly back when the beer is made and then show up and serve the beer in the winning team's jersey.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
That's between kind of the two cities. Funny bet. You got to fly to the city twice. So.
Yeah. And then the mayor of Chicago, who everyone loves to hate, Rahm Emanuel, he's got a bet kind of similar to this. It's a little broader where he's doing like cheesecake and popcorn, but he's offering up Vice District beer as part of his bet.
So, oh,
yeah.
Speaking of all of that, I totally forgot something I went to this last
come
week
on.
Because I said I was going to talk about it when we were there. Mm-hmm. When I was thinking about the bet, I was at Beta Brow.
Oh, right on. You went out to Beta Brow.
Yeah.
I like those guys at Beta Brow.
Oh, man.
Rob, our buddy Justin Maynard, like three-time guest on the show.
I'm glad I remembered. He would have been mad. He's like, are you going to talk about this on the show? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Of course.
It's a huge space.
Dude, they got 30,000 square feet.
They have to fix the parking situation.
They do, because like the block. So like the block that Beta Brow's on is currently like, you know, like don't park here unless you live here kind of thing.
It's like, or like you have to have like a zoned vehicle ticket. Yeah. It's like a worker's vehicle or something.
Yeah, so they're working on getting that fixed. And then you can park underneath the L, but the L's kind of got like...
Right, I think it'll be parked over there, yeah.
Yeah, so you can park under the L. But yeah, it'll be sweet when they get that block fixed.
Because we're like, you have to drive to this thing.
It's you have to.
So, and I can't park.
Yeah.
Because then the hospital's there, so there's no parking.
You better not park there.
Yeah.
No.
But it was a cool space.
Yeah, their space is dope.
Oh, Maeve had this beer that they did. It was supposed to be, what was in it? It was supposed to be like a Radler kind of thing, but it turned out more like a beer mosa.
Yeah, it's like really thick and cloudy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was saying they had a hard time like getting it to work in cans, so maybe like next year they'll figure it out. It's like the Velasa Radler or something like that's called.
I was surprised at the sheer amount of beer they had on tap.
Yeah.
I was expecting like three or four beers like Dovetail. They got like 12 Beta Brow beers up, which was pretty cool. All
right. We can get back to the news. It just reminded me with this bet, because I couldn't remember if the bet was the Vice City growler or a Beta Brow growler, but yeah.
Yeah, they got a brewer from, that used to work at Lagunitas, that's pounding out beer over there. They got a really good write-up in, Beer Advocate about Southside Pride.
Yeah.
Because like that triple decoction lager that they do down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cheers to Bader Brown.
Nice. Okay. Right on. So back to the Great American Beer Fest.
The Great American Beer Fest. This was the this is the largest, oldest beer festival in the country.
Right.
Right, and it was modeled after the like the one in London.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Michael Jackson, the great beer writer, he kind of challenged Charlie Papazian. He's like, hey, man, you know, you guys need to do something like this in America. And that's where the idea was born, right? Mm-hmm.
So the World Beer Cup happens every other year.
Right.
Usually at GABF.
Yeah, GABF is every year. Correct. Mm-hmm. And World Beer Cup's every other year. Yeah. Yeah.
So this year, I think, was it 10 or 11 Illinois brewers won an award?
Yeah, we can run through the list, man. Sketch Brewing down in Ava.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, the last time I went, I saw Randy Mosier, and that's the first thing he didn't even say hello. First thing he did was, you have to try this Scratch beer.
Scratch.
Yeah. Scratch. And it was, they're down in Ava, and they just do a really good job of like foraging ingredients from their farm. And they have this really rustic kind of throwback style of creating beer.
If you've been to a beer fest, they're the ones wearing overalls pouring beer.
Yeah. Like, and they don't turn it off. That's how they get down. That's who they are. Yeah, so their Oyster Weiss took a bronze in the experimental category.
And that would probably be oyster mushrooms.
Yeah.
Not oyster oysters.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. The good folks at Horse Thief Hollow on the south side have taken home their third medal now. They medaled in a European-style dark lager for their Dunkel Horse. So that was a bronze medal.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. They've got a homebrewing roots with Chaos, David Williams. Yeah, so cheers to those guys.
Oh.
Dude, Evanston, Temperance. Gatecrasher took gold.
Again. They didn't get it last time.
It was
a year before that.
So
they might have got a bronze.
It was silver.
Silver.
I believe it was silver.
Last time or the first time?
The first time.
First I thought it was gold. It was silver? Maybe it was silver.
Yeah, so this thing is slowly becoming like...
Legit?
It's legit as fuck. I mean, you know, English style pale ale was a category. Gatecrasher took a bronze. They're only 4 years old, and they're basically winning every year for this beer.
Yeah.
Every other year. So kudos to Claudia and Josh and all those guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. Evanston. I think they're going to have a party or something to celebrate.
And they should, man. Mm-hmm. You know, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Because, you know, the IPA categories are always the ones with the most entries in most cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was English style.
English style, though. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. All right. Palatine. This is Emmett's. They took a gold.
Nice.
Wheeling. Ram Brewing. They took a gold for a chocolate beer. And then, of course, Peace.
Yeah.
Peace is...
gets another one. It's been a while. They haven't picked up anything in a little bit, right?
No, they win every year.
I thought they haven't won in a little while. I thought it's been like a couple years since they've won something.
They are. I mean, he was on the show. So Jonathan came on the show, and I was like, dude, it's like Ric Flair is a 16-time world champion. And that's the only thing you can compare this guy to. Like, they've over since like 96 or whatever they've been open, almost every single year they take home a medal. It's impressive. We're talking like a crazy 25-year run.
Yeah. So the swinging single won there.
Yeah. And there were the. They were only one of two Chicago proper breweries to medal. So they took, like you said, silver for a swinging single. Two Brothers out in Warrenville, they took a silver for their French-style ale, Domaine DuPage.
Right, yeah.
Flash Brewing, Flash Bang down, Excel Brewing is a brewery down in Breeze. Flash Bang is the beer.
Okay.
You know anything about Excel?
No, nothing.
No. I don't know where Breeze, Illinois is either.
No.
Illinois is a big state.
Yeah, it is. I don't know anything about them.
I was watching, just a side note, I was watching like Channel 11 once, the PBS, and they were saying if you took Illinois and put it on the East Coast, it would run from New York all the way down to North Carolina.
Wow, okay.
Like, it's a big-ass state. Like, I have no idea where Breeze, Illinois is. But cheers to them.
I don't think most people do. Sorry.
They're in Illinois. Oh, and finally, the... up in Logan Square, Maplewood Brewery that we've had their beer on the show.
Yeah.
The Charlatan took a bronze in American style pale ale.
That's huge for them, being a brewery that's a year old. Yeah. If that even. So that's a pretty big deal for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations to all the winners and especially the Chicago, Illinois beer folks as well.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a couple more notes on
Surly. Surly won for Barrel Aged Darkness. I was like, I thought someone won for a barrel aged beer, but yeah, it was Surly. So outside of the city here.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Oh, yeah, because there's Miller Coors is based downtown. So they, they don't make their beers here.
Right.
But they picked up a few medals.
Okay.
Like, and then their count since 1992 is really impressive. I'm going to pull it up for you right now.
Okay. Like but the amount like, of awards that they've won.
I'm like, dude, this can't be real. Yeah.
What do you got? In the hundreds?
Yeah.
200s?
They medaled 4 times this year.
Okay.
Why is this taking so long? Radio silence.
I know. This isn't good.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny that they won and then they brewed that beer with, or they have the Half Acre collaboration. Not Half Acre.
Off Color. Yeah, so Miller Coors took 4 medals this year. They always win in the light lager category.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but here it is. Since 1996, Miller Coors and JBF and World Beer Cup competition combined 292 medals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's quite a few medals.
Yeah, that's intense. So.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I definitely have to pick up some Gatecrasher again. I didn't even have Gatecrasher when I went to Temperance. The previous weekend, because like I've had that beer a lot, and then it goes and wins. Damn. Man.
Good for them, man.
Yeah.
Because you know it's weird because like, Claudia came from Goose Island and she would make Goose Island's IPA.
Their
English style IPA.
Also won.
Right, and it won just before they started making it at their other facilities. You know, at the other AB facilities, and then it's pretty cool that she's like. She's kicking ass. She's kicking ass up in Evanston. I like what the Chicago Beer Society did. They named a few like Michigan breweries that won and Wisconsin breweries that won. Brewery Vivant, Barrel Aged Sour, they took a bronze. Backstage Series Founders, they took a silver for Redanculous. Again, that's 2 years in a row for them.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, oh, and Expedition Stout took a silver for aged beer. That's from Bell's up in Kalamazoo. Nice. Yeah. Oh, we forgot about Pollyanna. Pollyanna is in Lamont. They took a bronze in the German style Marzen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
they make pretty good beer. Yeah. Well, I think that does it then for this week's episode.
Right on.
Solid news. I'm glad I remembered Bader Brow. Checking that out. So that was good. But Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when you're not here recording?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Our Facebook page, we're always posting photos there.
Yeah.
/ Chicago Beer Pass. So like us up, and we're sharing other events. Like Nick mentioned, the Half Acre event at Sheffield's, the Meet the Brewer thing. I shared it there. And just things that just we can't mention here that pop up. So check that out. And tickets go on sale for things like Hoptacular. Share them there. But yeah, that does it for this week's episode. We'll be back next week with another one.
Cheers.